Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Hack moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is walked intentionally. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick juggles the ball. That's an error on McCormick. Hack scores. Hermann scores. Gallen moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen tags and scores. Nicholson tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Hack steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman throws the ball into Myers, who tags Nicholson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lieber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive towards short. Bartel catches it and steps on second to double up Goodman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-2 in the game. Passo strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Hermann goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myers strikes out. One out. Nino Bongiovanni pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Nino Bongiovanni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bongiovanni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Thompson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-3 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-2 in the game. Juist hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Herman steals second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Riggs pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riggs moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Hershberger pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Willard Hershberger now catching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-4 in the game. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen throws the ball into Herman who tags Joost, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Werber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.